Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 17th of the Hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and then one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Ivan Meisner, the founder and the chief visionary officer at Business Network International, BNI.com. You know what it is. You know who they are. You probably are a member. And wherever you are on the planet listening right now, because of the man who's our guest and our longtime friend here over 22 years, then you know all about networking as a professional trait, professional skill. And no one's done more about that than Ivan. And he had a partner in that, and that was his wife, Elizabeth. Beth was his partner for 31 years in growing BNI all over the world. He lost her in November, much too young. And Ivan's joining us now to share some of his thoughts on what it's been like, the grieving process, how to deal with it, what he's learned, and how he can help others. Ivan, thank you again for being here. You gave us a little bit about Elizabeth in the previous segment.
Yeah.
It's been, what, now, 4 months?
It's been about 4 months. It was October 29th, so it was almost November when she passed away. It's been almost 4 months now.
So what have you learned?
So here's the thing. You know, Jim, you have a business show, and people have to be wondering, why are we talking about grief in a business show? And that's easy. There have been so many people over the years who have lost loved ones, particularly lost spouses. And I didn't know what to say. I didn't know what was right to say, what was wrong to say. One of the things that I learned, and what I hope to be able to share today, are some of the things that you want to say to somebody who has lost a spouse, and some of the things you don't want to say,
never say, yeah,
when you've lost a spouse. And you don't know where they're at, because grief is very patient and has a way of coming out of nowhere and hitting people over the head. And so if you know the kinds of things to say and not say, it's helpful. And I want to start. I want to recommend a podcast, which is an amazing podcast. I love the name of the podcast. And I'm not affiliated with it in any way other than I'm a listener. And it's called Widow. It's called Widow We Do Now. It's such a brilliant branding.
WeDoNow.com?
What Do We Do Now? Instead of What Do We Do Now, it's Widow We Do Now. And I really recommend it to anyone who's lost a spouse. It's hosted by two young widows. It's very conversational, but anyone who has lost a spouse can definitely get help out of the many episodes. And you know, I listened to the first episode and I wondered, why in the world did somebody recommend this to me? Because these two women are chatting with each other, but it's so transparent and it's so authentic. The person said, listen to another one, and I did, and then I got hooked. I just got hooked. And listening to them talk helped me in so many ways.
How did it help you? What was the classic best example?
Elizabeth, oh my God, Jim, Elizabeth could talk. She could talk and talk and talk and talk. And after she passed away, the silence was deafening. My house.
Yeah.
And listening to these two women, it reminded me of listening to Elizabeth talk to a girlfriend. And or talk to me, and here was the one upside of listening to the two ladies, is that if I wasn't paying attention for a moment or two, I don't get in trouble, you know, when I'm listening to the podcast. So it's great. It's very transparent, very authentic, and I've learned some things that I never knew. And here's where, if you're in business, these are things that I've learned that have applied to me, but also I think apply to me as the founder of a company, so that when I go to a funeral or talk to an employee that's lost a spouse, it helps. So I've got seven of them. Let's see if we can get through as many as we can. When you're talking to someone who's lost a spouse, and this comes right out of the podcast, go where the widow or widower is at the moment. If they're depressed, don't talk them out of it. Don't say, oh, things will be okay, you'll get through this, you know, there's a light at the end. Don't do that. It doesn't help them. It can actually shut them down from talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, ask them to talk about how they feel, and don't try to fix it.
Well, this is this also hand, a good there, time. Is this also a good time to just maybe say nothing? Almost. I mean.
Yes,
I've learned over the years is when you're young and you're doing this, and I helped my best friend in life. I buried his wife many years ago, decades ago. She died suddenly in her late 20s. But so I've had some early experience with this, and what I learned is when they're not talking, there's that pregnant pause is where you don't necessarily want that in an, yep. In another conversation. When someone is grieving, maybe that's what should happen now. Maybe you shouldn't say anything.
Say, yeah, you know, it's like I have one networking technique that works here, and that is a good networker has two ears and one mouth.
Yeah.
And should use them proportionately. You need to listen. Maybe three ears, because you really need to listen. Here's another one. Don't judge them. When you're talking to somebody who's lost a spouse, don't judge them. If they're still wearing their wedding ring, don't ask them why.
Mm-hmm.
If they took off their wedding ring, don't ask them why. Just be present with them and don't judge them. Here's the third one.
Can I stop you for a second?
Sure.
Those two words, in my opinion, are the essence of everything that we're going to talk about. Just be present. Be present. Just be present.
And don't be judging.
Don't tell them
they'll find someone else someday and they'll have a chance to remarry.
Wow, that's so
strange. Trust me, that does not make them feel better. People have already told me that, Jim.
Are you serious?
It just doesn't sit well when you hear it. Oh, yeah. Oh. They've told me worse than that. If we have time at the end, I'll tell you the worst thing that I've
Well, we'll do that asked. When we come back after the break, folks.
Okay.
Ivan Meisner, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to take a quick one. We'll be right back with Ivan talking about his experience in dealing with the grief since his wife died in October. Her name was Elizabeth. Elizabeth Meisner. Beth Meisner. Quick break. Stay with us. Can you tell
me? Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.